That was side two off Santana's Greatest Hits. Thank you for being with us if you've been here since 2 p.m., because I have. Since then, we've just been listening to a real mix of things. This is Celeste, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm here with Madeline, who I also live with, I guess.
Yes.
Would you like to say hello?
Hello.
That's Madeline. We were talking a little bit about how we both have childhood talents, I guess.
Talents from childhood? I liked to draw when I was a kid.
Yeah, and I like to sing. And you still draw good. I don't really sing so good.
You sing. Well.
The pit of despair. Our other thing, our other roommate thing, is that we like The Princess Bride.
It's come up a couple times today.
Yeah, just a couple times. More than usual. Anyway, I'm going to be here till 5. I don't know when Madeline's going to be here till. And if you have any requests, feel free to call in or text me if you know me or not. Otherwise, I'm just going to... Well, I feel done with vinyl for today, so I'm just going to keep playing things off things that I've already listened to. Or Madeline might pick a song. We'll see. Thank you again, as always, for tuning in. Take care. I think you are on air.
Really? I didn't hear it, though. I was listening in my other ear.
Really?
Yeah.
Madeline, can you hear?
I can hear.
For everyone listening, our other housemate, Marissa, has just called in, and we're trying to get her on air. Marissa, can you hear yourself?
I am going to try. Testing. No, I really can only hear the song that's playing.
Oh, well, that's really, that's odd and sad.
Oh my goodness. No, I think that I...
Should I turn?
Okay, this is amazing. I'm hearing it, but it's delayed.
Oh. You're delayed or am I delayed?
Like, I'm hearing everything that we just said, but 5 seconds behind.
Oh, so it might just be the internet.
Yeah. Okay, this is very exciting.
So you are live. Welcome.
Yeah, I'm live. Thank you.
So we have a caller. Here to answer our $1 million question.
Okay, what is it?
Where is Madeline's brownie pan?
Where is what?
Madeline's brownie pan.
Oh, it is not to be touched, and it is in the drawer under the oven.
Wow. Did she get it right, Madeline?
Ding, ding, ding. We have a winner.
We have a winner.
Yay. Okay, for my prize, can I pick a song to go next?
That is a great prize. Thank you for suggesting it.
I think that's a great prize as well.
Yeah.
Okay, I would like to request You Can Call Me Al from Paul Simon's Graceland album.
Okay, You Can Call Me Al. Were you here when we played the whole, like, the vinyl from the Simon and Garfunkel's Greatest Hits?
Possibly. I do know where it is located in the vinyl stack, so I could direct you there if you wanted to play it off the vinyl.
Oh, no, we played it earlier.
We played the whole album.
Like,
an
hour ago.
Okay, yeah. Do you want to pick something else that you have not yet played?
No, we didn't play You Can Call Me Al.
We just played other Paul Simon.
Okay. This is kind of confusing because I'm have my phone against one ear and then a headphone against the other ear and I'm listening to what we just said like 5 or 10 seconds ago. So it's a little confusing.
Yeah, I don't know why you're doing that. but it's cool. I'm really glad we figured out how to do it and how to get people on air. Let's see who's still listening to this conversation. We lost like 3 listeners, but that's okay.
That's okay.
Because of me?
Yeah, you do not have a voice for radio.
Well, I better hang up and I look forward to the rest of your show. Thank you.
Thank you. And so coming up, we have You Can Call Me Al by Paul Simon. Thank you, Marissa.
Thanks.
Bye.
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 Walks down the street, he says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away, my well-lit door. Mr. Beer Melly, Beer Melly, get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me Al. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and oh, my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone, gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, along, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty when you call. Mm-hmm. speak language. He holds no currency. He is a foreign man. He is surrounded by the sound, sound. Cattle in the marketplace, scatterlings and orphanages. He looks around, around. He sees angels in the architecture, spinning in infinity. He says, amen, hallelujah. If you would be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you daddy, daddy, when you call.
Just let me in your arms.
That was Carly Rae Jepsen, and before that we had You Can Call Me Al by Paul Simon, as requested by Marissa, mine and Madeline's housemate. I forgot what I was going to say.
I don't know what you're going to say.
Well, let me give him... I think what I was going to say was that, oh, Marissa has just told us that there's like a 25-second delay from... I'm not sure about like a car radio, but from what we were broadcasting here and like on the internet, if you're listening on the website or a mobile stream, maybe it would be like a 25-second delay. So you're hearing this 25 seconds later than when I said it. That's all really I wanted to say. We have another 35 minutes, and again, very open to more requests. Enjoy.
I am hungry. I have been hungry. I was born hungry. What do I need? I am something. I have been something. I was born something. What could I be? There is a light that I can see, but only it seems when there's darkness in me. There is a dream that I sometimes see that only appears in the dark of sleep.
It's easy. Ah, you only need to know. Well, if you want to say yes, say yes. And if you want to say no, say no. 'Cause there's a million ways to go. You know that there are. And if you want to be me, be me. And if you want to be you, be you. 'Cause there's a million things to do. You know that there are. You can do what you want. The opportunity's on. And if you find a new way, you can do it today. You can make it all true. And you can make it undo. You see. Ah, it's easy. Ah, you only need to know. Well, if you want to sing out, sing out. And if you want to be free, be free. 'Cause there's a million things to be. You know that there are, you know that there are. You know that there are, you know that there are. You know that there are.
Closed fist would be fine.
Hi, everyone. We just heard Hozier's Cherry Wine, or Hozier. I suspect it's Hozier. Yusuf, or Cat Stevens, if you want to sing out, a classic. Some Mitski off Lush, an older album. And our friend Bob from Arlington called in with another request of anything off Van Morrison's Astral Weeks. So I'm playing, well, I shouldn't say what I'm playing, but you'll hear it. And closing out the evening with a few more tunes after that. Again, requests are welcome. We'll be here till 5. And after that, I'm not sure who's coming in, but someone will come in. Thank you for listening. That was Ballerina by Van Morrison. Thank you again, Bob, for making two requests in this session. That was really exciting. We got lots of calls today, which is unusual. And I'm really happy that happened. I was also here for an unusually long session because the radio station is still on an open schedule this week as people come back from winter break. So I'm subbing for people and this is not my usual time, but I've really enjoyed it. And I would also like to thank the people who are letting me sub for them today. We had some vinyl, some Spotify, some tunes. We also have some new listeners now. So, hello. This is Celeste and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm a little sick. Thank you for putting up with my snotty, stuffed up voice. I'm here with my housemate Madeline, but we might maybe take off soon because it's pretty cold out and also getting dark. I hope that everyone is taking care, staying safe if you're on the road, staying warm, getting lots of sleep. Anything else I haven't said? I'm wishing you the best. What?
Drinking lots of water.
That's really important. I always forget to be hydrated when it's cold. And also, not staying in bed all day, because getting outside is important too, and enjoying the snow. Go sledding. Our other roommate went cross country skiing. Sounds really fun. I've never been. I'd like to go. That said, we'll be wrapping up soon. Any last thoughts? Feel free to call in or not. And have a good night.
Well, side with no one to guide me, torn apart by a fiery wheel inside me. Golden and brilliant without illumination. Your mouth's a constellation. The stars are in your eyes. I'll take a spaceship and try and go and find you. I won't hurt you. I won't hurt you. I won't hurt you.
pleasure to present to you Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr.
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation. Five score years ago, a great American in whose symbolic shadow we stand today signed the Emancipation Proclamation. This momentous decree came as a great beacon light of hope to millions of Negro slaves who had been seared in the flames of withering injustice. It came as a joyous daybreak to end the long night of their captivity. But 100 years later, the Negro still is not free. 100 years later, the life of the Negro is still sadly crippled by the manacles of segregation and the chains of discrimination. 100 years later, the Negro lives on a lonely island of poverty in the midst of a vast ocean of material prosperity. 100 years later, the Negro is still languished in the corners of American society and finds himself in exile in his own land. And so we've come here today to dramatize a shameful condition. In a sense, we've come to our nation's capital to cash a check. When the architects of our republic wrote the magnificent words of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, they were signing a promissory note to which every American was to fall heir. This note was a promise that all men, yes, black men as well as white men, would be guaranteed the unalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.